With all the post-election and COVID news, you may not have heard new reporting on sexual harassment allegations involving the Washington football team. In this case, owner Dan Snyder's nonprofit for Native Americans, called the Original Americans Foundation. One woman who worked there says she was touched in offensive and unwelcome ways, heard inappropriate language, and was asked questions about her private life that made her uncomfortable. Washington Post national sports reporter Will Hobson wrote the story, joining our Dimitri Sotis earlier.
Yes, sir. This was the Original Americans Foundation. This was a nonprofit that Dan Snyder created back in 2014, ostensibly to benefit Native American communities. But a lot of Native Americans felt like it was more of a thinly veiled PR effort to sort of buy favor for the team's controversial former name. And what's new here is that the person that Dan put in charge of this foundation, a gentleman named Gary Edwards, a few months after he started in 2014, he was accused of sexual harassment. And the way the team responded to the people around that situation was somewhat troubling.
They, on the surface, did an investigation, right?
They did an investigation, but the way that the investigation was conducted, at least in the view of one woman who was a part of this process, was a bit of a whitewash. This is a coworker of the woman who complained about her being harassed. This woman said she also was harassed. She was considering coming forward with her account, but the team officials in the interview pushed back and argued with her when she tried to make commentary that cast this gentleman in a negative light. And as a result of that, she decided to clam up. The issue that the woman who was going to support this woman and the people around her had, there wasn't an interest in getting to the bottom of it, that there were other people that could have been interviewed, and that the investigation was launched with an intent to sweep it under the rug.
It is quite striking as you open the article. From this young woman's first day at work, it was clear the atmosphere that she was getting into here.
Yeah, I mean, the way that the women who worked there described it was that this gentleman had just a bit of an old school 1950s mentality in terms of women in the workplace. So there were two women who were attorneys. They were given more secretarial-like work, asked to make dinner reservations, whereas their male colleagues, who also were lawyers, were given more contractual work.
What about the organization itself and how much money it has given to American Indians and whether there's been a drop-off in that?
That was also a noteworthy aspect of this story to folks in the Native American community, is that after giving somewhere in the neighborhood of $5 million in its first year, the foundation, funded almost entirely by the team, its giving dropped off precipitously, and the timing matches up to when the name issue kind of just dropped out of news coverage and became less of a national cause in the 2017 timeframe, to the point where earlier this year, the foundation was doing almost nothing financially until the last few weeks. There was a gentleman we talked to from a tribe in South Dakota who reached out to the Original Americans Foundation earlier this year, seeing if they could help with funding for COVID tests. Less in the way of folks coming down with COVID, but more they wanted the test so that some of their local businesses could get back up and operational, and you know, saying that we got COVID-free employees, but the foundation said they didn't have any money left.
That's Washington Post national sports reporter Will Hobson talking about the latest on his investigation into sexual harassment allegations surrounding the Washington football team.